Kansas State fans, you would be nuts to not welcome Dylan Edwards back with open arms. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being a part of the show. If you're on YouTube, subscribe. If you're on the podcast, also, we appreciate you subscribing and leaving that five-star rating and review. So Dylan Edwards hits the transfer portal here this week, and it's huge news. Right away, you're thinking, could he end up back in his home state playing with his teammate from when he was, you know, playing peewee football, Avery Johnson at Kansas State? And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, why not? But it's amazing the blowback that I've seen on social media from some Kansas State fans saying, don't want him. He spurned us once. I don't want to deal with this again. It's like, no. That ain't how this works. This is the new world order in college football. I don't have to love it, and you don't have to love it. I don't. But it's the way the game is being played. And when a former top 200 prospect decides to leave Colorado and opens up his recruitment again, and he was once committed to you, you welcome him back with open arms, no ifs, ands, or buts. You don't take the approach of, you know, I don't really need him. What's the big deal? We're going to be fine. That's not how you approach this. You try to grab him and you try to get him in your program, because Dylan Edwards with Kansas State, we're not just talking Big 12 title now. Although I guess if you win the Big 12 title, you're in the college football playoff, but we're talking potential legit contender in the college football playoff if Dylan Edwards ends up going back to Kansas State. Now, here's what's going on. He decided on Tuesday he was hitting the portal. That was obviously a huge deal. This guy played one season at Colorado. He started six games. He became the first true freshman in school history to have 250-plus rushing yards and receiving yards in the same season. He set the school record for most receiving yards and touchdowns by a running back in a single season. 76 catches, 321 yards, 36 catches for 299 yards. Think Deuce Vaughn when you think Dylan Edwards. That's what he is. And if you were to potentially complement this guy in the backfield with the power of DJ Giddens and Avery Johnson's dual threat ability, could you imagine the nightmares for Big 12 defensive coordinators if you have Dylan Edwards at Kansas State this season and beyond? It would just be a perfect match for Chris Klieman and this team for so many reasons. And I hope for Kansas State's sake it happens. I hope for the Big 12's sake it happens. You realize how enormous this would be? Kansas State would be, I believe, the heavy favorite to win the Big 12. And not just that, I think they'd be in a position to make a run in a college football playoff. Maybe not win the national championship, but certainly win a game, and maybe you win two, and then you roll the dice from there. That is not impossible when you get a guy like Dylan Edwards in the mix and you add it to the quality that this team already has. That's the kind of difference maker that he can be. But our Facebook page was littered with people saying, he made his bed, we don't want him back. It's like, listen, he was committed to you for a hot minute. Then he ends up going to Notre Dame, and then he pulls out of Notre Dame, and he ends up committing to Colorado when Deion goes out to Colorado. Whatever. He was a young guy. He wanted to make his own path. We know his father, of course, played at Kansas State. He wanted to maybe do his own thing. It wasn't totally sexy to stay in the state. He's a Derby kid. You get it, okay? He got caught up in the bright lights and the shiny object over here of Deion Sanders. He was 17, 18 years old. It happens to everybody. But to his credit, he woke up one day or this week and realized, you know, this really isn't what I thought it would be. And I think the big thing that screwed over Deion in this whole deal is it's amazing that Colorado kept recruiting running backs. The Mississippi State kid that just hit the portal was getting talked about for Colorado, and then suddenly after that, It's like, oh, Dylan Edwards is leaving. It came out Monday that Colorado was hosting Mississippi State running back Rashad Amos. And then a day later is when Dylan Edwards left. So I don't know if Dylan Edwards just felt disrespected by the recruiting of Deion in the portal for a running back. I don't know if Deion was welcoming in Amos because he knew that Edwards was getting set to leave. I don't know which one it is. There's no way to really tell unless someone tells the story at some point. But for now, you look at it and you say, if you're a Kansas State fan, not our problem. Not our problem at all. We're just going to make this thing work, get this guy back here, find some NIL monies, and roll the dice. That's got to be the goal if you're a Kansas State fan. That's got to be the goal if you're looking at this from a realistic standpoint of how do we get this guy here. And if you're Kansas State and a guy hits the portal with this kind of ability and this kind of talent and he wants to be with you, you know you're probably going to get some kind of a hometown discount, right? Because if Georgia comes calling, if Alabama comes calling, if Oklahoma comes calling, he's going to charge him top dollar. I'd like to think there's a bit of a hometown discount for the Kansas State Wildcats and Avery Johnson, his buddy since he was a kid. And if you have the opportunity to go get that if you're Kansas State, you would be nuts to turn it down. You do not turn it down. No ifs, ands, or buts. That would be insane. So just welcome him with open arms, Kansas State. Recruit him. Now, I'm hearing a lot on social media, by the way, that this is just a small percentage of fans who actually feel this way about Dylan Edwards, who actually don't want him to come. They're like the loud minority of people who are just like, we don't need him. I hope that's true. I can only go off the Facebook comments and some of the stuff I see on our message boards, and I hope that you'll join our message boards. Just head on over. They're free to sign up. Click on the members forum tab at the top and you'll be all set. So I hope it's true that it's just a sliver of the Kansas State fan base, because if it's any more than a sliver, then people are losing their minds. And there is no reason to be losing your minds over this. You should be cheering this. You should be celebrating this. And then you should be saying to yourself, how do we get this guy in the mix? How do we get him here? How do we get him to be one of us? You combine Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, not only the talent's tremendous, but you are talking about a potential storybook situation in Manhattan that will be talked about for generations to come. That's what you're potentially setting up here. Two homegrown guys, teammates, you know, as young as peewee football, coming back together to potentially bring Kansas State some type of national recognition. Could you imagine? You're going to be sitting there right now as a Kansas State fan, depending on how old you are, telling your grandkids about this. That's what this could be. I'm not predicting it yet, but that's what this could turn out to be. So love it. Chase it. And if that Wildcat Fund needs a couple extra bucks, maybe consider a donation. Although I will admit, I hate how this NIL fund stuff is getting run, but I'll save that for another show and another day. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. So appreciate you being here and joining us. Now, let me spend a few minutes here on Arch Manning and talk about that situation. I know you probably think as a Big 12 channel and site and operation at Heartland College Sports, I'm going to troll Arch Manning and troll the Texas Longhorns, but I'm not. I am here to say that Arch Manning should stay at Texas, should play this thing out, and should remain with the Longhorns. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Thanks for being here as always. Hit that subscribe button on the channel, on the show if you're on the podcast. We so appreciate you doing that and leaving that 5-star rating and review. I know, you're seeing the horns down over here, and you're saying to yourself, you're just going to screw with Texas. No, I'm not. Yeah, okay, fine, horns down. We are a Big 12 operation. But I'm not here to troll Arch Manning or Texas. I'm here to say that Arch Manning should stay at Texas. There's been all this talk this week after his crazy impressive spring game that Arch Manning should look for somewhere else to play. I saw Barrett Salee talking about it and a lot of other people saying if Quinn Ewers is really going to be the starting quarterback for this team this year, Arch Manning should hit the portal, should look somewhere else, and should get immediate playing time. And I completely disagree. Arch Manning is playing this thing perfectly. Arch Manning is probably, barring some injury, not going to get a lot of run this year, right? So then what happens? Well, then he's going to be the starter next year. And then he can declare for the 2025 NFL or 2026 NFL draft. So he can find himself, if he has one great year, and if he likes the teams at the top of the NFL draft that year, he can find himself in a position to go to the NFL. Or he can come back for a second season as the starter with Texas and take his chances and say, you know what, I've only done 1 year of college. I want to do one more. You know, he can make up the whole I want to get my degree and enjoy the college experience thing and make a ton of money in NIL, by the way, not that he needs it necessarily or the family needs it, but whatever, he's his own man. I can respect that. And he can say, you know, I'll play one more year and then see how the 2027 NFL draft is shaping up. At that point, he's probably got to go. But remember, this is a carefully crafted situation with the Manning operation. They don't do things willy-nilly. It's not about just like, well, you know, we got to go out there and we got to play right now. I don't think he does. I think you look at Arch Manning and the talent, and if he gets his 1 year starting in 2025, and if he does what people think he's capable of doing, then guess what's going to happen? He is going to find himself in a position where he can basically be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. And yes, some of that is going to be because of his last name, Manning. Don't kid yourself. That helps him versus having the last name Jones or Smith or really anything for that matter. It helps him tremendously. And that's okay. He should use that to his advantage. He should use his legacy and his lineage to his advantage. He would be dumb not to. And don't criticize him. Don't go down that road of criticizing Arch Manning for taking advantage of his last name. Deion Sanders' kids are doing it. You got a problem with that? Oh, no? Okay. Then don't have a problem with it with Arch Manning. If he realizes, hey, my name helps me. I'm also looking great. Had an awesome spring game. Of course, you know how he plays in 25 will matter, but he'll be ready after a couple of years learning Sark's system. He'll be set up in a great position. And if he has the year he's capable of having, then he can unload. Then he can find himself in a spot where he can go to the NFL. And for those of you saying, well, hold on, he can't just play one season in the NFL. You got to play more than one season in college. Well, you have to be there for 3 years, but you only have to play one season. Why not rest up? Keep your body healed, right? You're getting ready for the next level anyway. I know reps are good. I know reps are helpful. But if Arch Manning is that generational guy that people believe he is, then it's not the worst idea in the world to do the redshirt thing, to do the backup thing, to have your one explosive year. If you like who's at the top of the NFL draft team-wise, you go. If not, you come back. Right? I mean, that it makes sense when you actually think about it. So it's not this crazy concept for Arch Manning. Why would he go transfer somewhere right now? Texas has that thing cooking. Right? He's got that thing in a good spot. He's got the O-line he needs. He's got the talent around the team he needs. He's going to get whatever he wants with the NIL money being in the SEC. It's going to be fine. And let's not forget either that the Manning family carefully prepares for all of these things. Don't forget Eli Manning caused controversy at the start of his career, refusing to play for then the San Diego Chargers, who selected him with the number one pick in the 2004 draft. What happened after that? The Chargers swung a deal with the Giants and traded him to New York in exchange for quarterback Philip Rivers and multiple picks. And it changed the trajectory and really the next decade for both of those franchises. Now, listen, they were both really good quarterbacks. One of them won two Super Bowls, the other didn't. But still, Eli Manning, orchestrated in part by the Manning family, I'm sure, made that happen. You don't think the Manning family is already carefully coordinating every single move for Arch along the way? They clearly are. They have a plan. They knew it was possible that Quinn Ewers was going to end up being there for a couple of years, right? They knew Quinn Ewers was going to be there when they got there. And now he stayed one more year. If you were going to transfer, the time to transfer was 4 months ago to get somewhere else to learn that system. I don't see the Manning family putting Arch in a position where he's got to learn multiple systems before he even plays a snap. At this point, it's too late. He's better off staying where he is, being the expert on that system that Sark is running, which also has, of course, a lot of NFL flair to it, especially with his time in the NFL. So he's in a system that, let's be honest, obviously the Manning family trusts. That's a huge part of this. It's not gimmicky. It's going to be things that apply to the next level. That's a big reason he selected Texas. He's not going to run away from that, and nor should he right now. He should stay. He should work this thing through. And you know what? It makes perfect sense when you look at the long-term and the short-term plan for Arch Manning and the Manning family. And I also got to believe that, let's be honest, you know, it's cliche to say, but you're one snap away from being in there. And Quinn Ewers has gotten injured before. He's got that in his history. And it's entirely possible Arch Manning is taking very meaningful snaps this season in the SEC. So it's a win-win for him. There's no reason to change anything about what he's doing and the plan that the family has put in place for Arch Manning. So I know some of you wanted me to troll Texas, but I am not doing it. I'm not doing it. I think he's got a good thing going, and there is no reason to mess it up. I'm Pete Mundo on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. As we put a bow on the show here, I do want to spend a few minutes just on the rest of the portal and what is going on there as well. We are seeing a lot of movement. If UCF, who's had itself a very good portal stretch here, if UCF can land some of the guys that they're in the mix for, it will be even more impressive. We know that they are in the running for Cormani McClain, the Colorado defensive back, former five-star guy. They're in the mix with USF and Memphis. Now, I don't know if Memphis just wants to throw a ton of money at this kid for some reason, and get him to the AAC. I don't know if Cormani McClain wants that, but if it's truly three, UCF, USF, and Memphis, who are making the most progress in an effort to land Cormani McClain, then, man, UCF has got to be at the top of that list. Now, I know there's been a lot of beef between Deion Sanders and Cormani McClain, but I set that aside. If you're UCF and you got a chance at a guy with this level of talent, what do? Well, you do what anybody else would do. You get him in there, and you hope that Gus Malzahn, who has a lot of experience with, you know, high-caliber five-star dudes from his time at Auburn, you take your chances. Now, maybe Deion ends up being right, and maybe the guy just isn't serious. Maybe he's more into social media and more into his YouTube and whatever else. But you take the chance. It's not even debatable. You take that chance. And now when you look at the transfer portal classes and the rankings for these classes, UCF has itself right now with a top 25 class in the country. I mean, that's how good this class has been. 17 commits, number 22 on the 247 sports site. In the Big 12, that trails TCU at 19. And Colorado at 6. That's it. Oklahoma and Texas are also in that top 25. But, you know, at this point, we're talking about the 2024 season. They'll be in the SEC. So UCF behind only Colorado and TCU when it comes to rankings of transfer portal classes in 2024 with some of the also impressive additions they've had this week. Miami, defensive lineman, Jyla Kelly is coming to Central Florida. You've got former Ohio State defensive back Cedric Hawkins coming to Central Florida. So there's a lot of talent that is heading that way with Gus Malzahn. Now, Gus has got to make it all work. That's been the knock on Gus for a long time. He can get the talent. He can recruit. Can he put it together and win games on the field? It'll be good for the Big 12 if he can, but that is right now the biggest question out there. Pete Mundo with you on Heartland College Sports. Thanks for being here. Hey, you podcasters, a bunch of you left that 5-star rating and review, and I greatly appreciate you doing that. Can we get the 800 ratings on the podcast and iTunes here in the next few weeks? Can you do that? We are right now sitting at 753. Hit the 5-star, subscribe, and if you want to leave that comment, we'll get you that free Heartland College Sports koozie as well when you send me an email of your rating and review to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.